Harare Deputy Mayor Emmanuel Chiroto says Kanzo has tasked Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi to resolve the dispute between Isipak managers and the fired employees. Chiroto tells Studio 7 City Fathers expect the 40 workers sacked yesterday to be back at work tomorrow. Isipak is a joint venture between Easyworld of South Africa and the Harare City Council.
He has assured me that, you know, he has talked to those people there to say whatever you have done was not procedural and you should allow the workers to continue working as they have been doing all along.
Isipak workers gathered at the company's offices for the second day running in Julius Nyerere Way with a few employees manning parking bays in the central business district. Workers committee chairman Jason Kautsa says they want the company's management from South Africa, led by Pejas Duwe, to resign over mismanagement and unfair labor practices.
Instead of giving those people new contracts, those who remained, you give them the notice of 3 months, and the contract that they have been signed, it is not a contract. It's a notice for them. In 3 months, they will go home without anything. They will be working freely without anything in their hands. So the situation that we have as the workers, we are here fighting for our rights, as the labor rights. That is what we are fighting for.
He said tomorrow they will march through the city if their colleagues are not reinstated.
As we stand right now, there is some loopholes somewhere, somehow. He hired some crooks, thugs, who are in the street as I speak right now. We have no cards, no cadet cards. They are just taking money from the motorists. So what we are urging to the motorists for Zimbabwe is to stop paying those guys, because they are not the employee of Isipak. We are the employee of the Isipak. We are going for a demonstration on tomorrow.
Isipak management could not be reached for comment. The company, which started the operations in 2009, is believed to be raking in $500,000 annually, but council says it's not getting its share of profits from the company. It now wants the joint venture terminated. The matter is now before the courts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.